Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to invite you to stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you to create the life that you desire. Now, I want to invite you to connect with me after the show through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. And folks, when you go to the website, I want to invite you to sign up for the free newsletter, because when you sign up for that newsletter, I am going to send you 10 empowering videos that are filled with tools and techniques that I have used personally in my own life to overcome the challenges that I face with Crohn's disease, having 30 minutes to live, a life and death pregnancy, going through abuse, divorce, having a near-death experience, and soaring above it all, meeting Mr. Right, and having the life that I only dreamed about. So make sure you go to the website, AskSueLondon.com, to sign up for that newsletter. Now, I also want to tell you that last week in the newsletter, I gave away a one-week trip, and that was to the beautiful mountains of Mount Tremblant, Quebec, Canada. And I want to congratulate Megan of London, Ontario, Canada, for winning that trip. So, Megan, have an awesome trip leaving tomorrow for the next week. Now, we have got a great show today. Christopher, how are you? You went and saw your doctor, my friend. Hey, what's up?
I most certainly did, and it's a part one of a two-part series, I guess you could say. I'm going back again, and he basically, his name is, I'm calling him Dr. A, because he has a very difficult last name to pronounce, but very nice guy who understands my head and that it's crazy, and he gave me a nice little prescription and some advice.
Good. Well, you know, are we now going to avoid the pop and the chips and all that kind of stuff?
I am, except for the coffee today. That's the only thing.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what I'm doing.
Oh, folks in Westerly, Rhode Island, work with me with this man. I love you, my friend. What can I say? Big news in England this week, eh?
I know, the baby.
Yeah, the baby.
Did you want a name? Like, did you have a specific name picked out?
No, but I understand they called him George Alexander Louis. Is that right?
Yeah, you know it better than I do.
I think so. Well, my daughter's been following it, and she's been texting me, and Mom, do you know what they called him? And this is how big he is. And so, yeah, but yeah, really, you know, we want to wish them all the very best with their new little bundle, and I'm sure they're going to make very nice, you know, good parents. So we want to wish them all the best.
And we did a contest here on the radio.
Oh, did you? What was it?
Yeah, we did a little contest to see if people could come up with a name. We got all kinds of names sent in to us, like Prescott and Davenport and things like that.
Oh, wow. Did anybody guess it?
Well, we didn't have anybody guess the exact name, but it was a nice little contest. We gave away some prizes.
Oh, good.
It's a lot of fun.
Let me ask you, okay, now, like, it's confession time. Do you like sunbathing?
Yes, I do. A little too much.
Well, you know what? I got to tell you that our guest today, and I never, ever thought that I would say this, and it has shocked my husband, Ross, and our kids. This guest we have on today has really had a huge positive impact on my life. I was a huge sun worshiper. And, you know, we went on our cruise last year and, you know, we were sitting with a lot of people. I was the only one sitting in the sun. And I will, you know, confess that I don't always use sunscreen. Do you?
Not all of the time, although Lena and my parents are constantly on me to do it, and Hayden, too.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, I always put it on my kids. You know, they're in their 20s, but all my grandchildren always get it on them. But I don't always seem to put it on myself. But, you know, after learning the story of our guest's wife, what she went through, and, you know, reading our guest's book, Finding Ned, No Evidence of Disease, we're going to talk today about melanoma. And, you know, skin cancer's pretty deadly. It's serious stuff. And, you know, with our guest Michael and his book has really got through to me, and I don't sit in the sun anymore. So, you know, if anyone's listening and you're like how I used to be and how, you know, Christopher is that, you know, you love the sun, I want you to join us today and listen to the story that Michael, our guest, is going to share, because it is a powerful, powerful story. I really honestly will say that I did not know the sun could do that to us. So it's going to be a great show. So we're going to talk about melanoma. And we're going to learn the facts today. And our guest today is Michael Brown. Christopher, you like the band Sha-na-na? Or should I say you love them too, like I do, right?
I do. As a matter of fact, in the background, you can hear the band playing right there. They got that 50s doo-wop style, which I grew up watching that show when I was little. I loved it.
I did too. Well, you know what? I'm really excited. Do you know what I did today? I booked accommodations, and my hubby Ross and I are going to go down to Sha-na-na's concert they're having in Erie, Pennsylvania in August. So I'm pretty excited. We're going to have, you know, good seats there and meet Michael and all the bands. So feeling jealous? You want to come and join us?
Well, it's timeless. Yes, I am jealous. But that's the thing about the style of music is it's timeless. It never fades away. It's not a fad that goes bad. Everybody always loves doo-wop.
And I know the words, too. That's what I like about it, you know? So before I introduce our guests, how about we give a book away?
Absolutely.
Sound good? Okay, folks, the first caller to call in is going to win a copy of my personal life story, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. This is the story of me being diagnosed with what doctors said was an incurable disease that I went on to cure, and it tells you the steps I took. It is also me talking about having a life and death pregnancy, being given 30 minutes to live, having a near-death experience, and what message I was given in the tunnel while I was there, and learning about a husband who had a girlfriend for 14 of the 16 years of our marriage, going through divorce, and soaring above it all. So, Christopher, can I get you to share that phone number with everybody now?
It is 1-800-930-2819.
Perfect. Okay, so let's start on with the show. Christopher, as we were talking, we've got an amazing guest, Michael Brown, actually known as Downtown Michael Brown. He's with us, and he is the sax player for the band Sha-na-na. And folks, I just got to tell you, I love, love, love my job. Because Christopher, don't we meet such awesome people in our role?
That's what I love about this whole business in general, just meeting people from all walks of life and all, you know, facets of entertainment.
Yeah, well, you know, folks, I got to tell you firsthand, I have had a lot of time, you know, talking back and forth with Michael, and he is absolutely one of the most beautiful souls I have ever met. And today he's going to share his story about his true life experience, about what his wife, Amanda, went through with melanoma. It is an absolutely incredible story. And if you like the sun, or if you have children who love and worship the sun, I want to encourage you to buy Michael's book. It's called Finding Ned, so that's N-E-D, No Evidence of Disease. The details on how to purchase that are on my website, AskSueLondon.com, on my blog.
Oh, hi, how you doing?
So, go there and purchase a copy of that, and it will really get you looking at life differently and tell you so much more about Michael's story. So without any further delay, Michael, my friend, welcome to Get Inspired Radio.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Well, I'm so excited to have you on the show today, my friend.
Hi. Thank you so very much, Sue. I do appreciate so much for having me.
Well, you know, you've had such a journey, and I feel like I said to Christopher earlier, I really honestly feel like I have made a new friend in you. You're such a beautiful soul. And as I read your story, as I talked to you, you know, to me, without a doubt, your wife, Amanda, was born with a mission of getting a message out. And I think you were born with that mission of carrying on and sharing that message. And, you know, the angels, God, could not have picked such a better soul than you to help her through that journey. And, you know, I know Amanda's listening from above. And I just want to thank you again for being the beautiful soul that you are before we get started.
I don't know what to say, Sue.
Well, you know what? I'm sure, like, folks, if you were listening to the show a few weeks ago, we did play Michael's song that he wrote and produced for Amanda. We're playing that at the end of the show because last time we played it, Michael, as I was telling you, we were all in tears. And I got to tell you, already we're starting the interview and I'm in tears now. So we're off to a great start, my friend.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But what I want to do is... Christopher, I understand we have a winner for the book.
Yes, we do. It's actually the owner of 7-Eleven on the corner of Routes 178 and Airport Road in Westerly, Greg LeClaire.
Oh, perfect. Well, Greg, congratulations. Christopher, how about we go to a break now? Am I putting you on the spot by saying, can you play that wonderful song of Michael singing?
Well, you know what? We're going to play Michael right now. And
you know what? I'm sorry. I sound like I'm putting you on the spot.
No, it's okay. You know what?
Not that song. We'll just go with the flow tonight.
Let's just go with the flow. Listen to a little Michael. Michael, by the way, has a beautiful voice. I've listened to some of these tracks off the air, and everybody's going to love this. So
he's amazing.
Here he is.
Okay.
I see your eyes are smiling. Your hand reached out to mine. But the loneliness just fades away in misty memories. Time, so many miles between us. I just don't seem to care. No matter how far it is, in my heart you're always there. So write me and tell me what's really on your mind.
Really on your mind.
Tell
are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. And folks, today we have got downtown Michael Brown with us from the band Shanana. And our topic is Know the Facts About Melanoma. And we just played Michael's song, Isn't He God? Such an incredible voice. He's such a talented man. I am so proud of him, and I'm so excited to have him here with us today. Michael, there's a story behind that song. Can you share it with everybody, my friend?
Sure. Sure. It's one of my first songs that I wrote. Actually, my mom actually was involved in writing some of the lyrics with me as well, because I was so young, and she had written some of this stuff, and it was one of the only songs I kind of collaborated on with my mom, and what I did is I kind of twisted some of the words around a little bit, you know, and I was a young age, and I had met this girl named Erin, and when I was in my teens, and she was out of Chicago area. And I was head over heels, and she lived there. I lived, in Orange County, California at the time, and I decided to write the song about her.
Now, let me ask you something, because throughout the whole show, we're going to play your music, and there's a connection with all the songs, right? Each song has a story behind it. Is that fair to say? Do you write? Yeah. You write from stories like you live?
You kind of get the theme that I write about old girlfriends.
Yeah. Well, we're going to end the show with a very special ballad that you played to a very special lady in your life, Amanda. And what I want you to do now is share the story of Amanda and the love you shared and what the journey you went through. It's very powerful. I got to tell everybody, Michael, though, they got to get their Kleenexes out, because it's so touching and so heartfelt just hearing you talk about it. Wait till you read the books, guys. So can you tell everybody about your journey?
Sure. I'm delighted to, and thank you again, Sue, for letting me have the chance to share my story, to the, to your audience, and I'm so excited, because everyone listening right now, by the time they get done listening, they're going to know what to do and know about melanoma, and so
yeah, for sure,
it's going to save some lives. So my wife Amanda, incredible woman of faith and courage, and just the definition of love, in my opinion. And when you read our book that, is out now, you'll know exactly what I mean by the definition of love, true love. And, mm-hmm. I'm just so excited again to share this with everyone. It's all about awareness. It's all about skin cancer and melanoma it's a deadly, deadly disease. It kills a lot of people.
And, I got to tell you, honestly, until I met you, I mean, I've known people who have skin cancer and they go to their doctor, they have, a procedure done, they take the cancer away, they're fine. Until I met you, I honestly did not know that it is a deadly disease. And can I get you to tell everybody exactly what is melanoma, first off, before we go any further?
Sure. Melanoma is a skin cancer that is usually it comes straight from the overexposure of the sun, and also tanning beds. Those are the two big culprits of melanoma. And it's a skin cancer that is deadly unless it's caught early. The incidence is increasing and faster than that of any other cancer right now. So, that's what it is.
Now, you say like the sun and tanning beds. Is this a hereditary disease? Do you know as well? I know, as you know, my story. I had Crohn's disease, and I was told it was hereditary. Is this a disease you can only get from those two areas? Do you know?
No. You could already have it. It can be passed down through for instance, if the mother and the father both have melanoma in their blood, the cells, and they give birth to a baby, baby's going to have 100% chance of having melanoma.
Wow, I did not know that. Yeah. Now, you are a ambassador for a special group. Can you, all through the show, I want you to share the website because there's so many facts and so many more details that we're not all going to be able to cover today. So tell everybody that website for them to get more information.
Well, what I recommend is they go to www.skincheck.org. And what that website goes to, it's called the Melanoma Education Foundation.
Okay.
And I'm the executive director for the Nevada chapter, and we are so excited with this website. It just it's won some awards, health awards, and it's just such an unbelievable site that I recommend people that go to it just to see this website. I could tell you all about it, but I recommend everybody go there.
Go to the website, exactly, folks, because there's so much information on there.
Right, it's unbelievable. There's pictures of everyone. There's a picture of Amanda on the front. It's a very heartfelt memorial for them and this site. And anything you want to know about melanoma or skin cancer, you can go to that website, and that'll tell you everything you need to know.
Now, let me ask you this. Is skin cancer, melanoma, only found on exposed areas like your face, your arms, maybe your legs? That's my thinking. Am I way off?
Oh, no. Melanoma could be anywhere. It including faces that have never been exposed to UV radiation. So,
wow.
I mean, it can be anywhere. It's in white males, the back is the...
Oh, I think we've...
Nope. We're going to switch over to the phone. You still there, Michael? There he is.
And in darker-skinned people, the feet, hands, and mouth are all typical locations.
Can you say that again? We kind of lost you there for a minute. The joy of technology, folks. Tell everybody again, sorry, Michael, where the melanoma can appear. Christopher?
All right, so why don't we switch Mike over to the phone? So, Mike,
perfect.
Why don't you go over to your telephone?
Okay.
And, Mike, are you with us?
Nope.
Mike, switch over to your phone. We'll be able to hear you a lot better. Here he comes. We should play some Sha-na-na music while he's moving over to the phone.
Why don't we
there
do
you
that?
Go.
Do you want to play a song while you get back on?
Yeah, actually, here's a good one that I listened to off the air. It's called Chaser. So let's listen to this by Michael Brown. It's Chaser right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Perfect.
Thank you.
are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London, and that was the amazing, the incredible, the very talented, special man, special soul, downtown Michael Brown, folks. And I am so, so excited to tell you that we have got him back. The joy of technology, right, Michael?
The beauty of technology, right?
Yeah. Now, when we were losing you there, the question we were asking you was, where on the skin is melanoma appear? We kind of had you come in and out there, the joy of the technology. So can I get you to answer that again for everybody?
Sure. Basically, in say white males and the black and the back is the most common location. In white females, the lower legs are the most common locations. In darker skinned people, the feet, hands, and mouth are typical locations. So, you know, it basically melanoma. I tell you, when I teach the kids this, you know, in the high school and junior high schools, I basically tell them this, that melanoma doesn't discriminate.
Okay.
It doesn't discriminate. If you have melanoma, it doesn't care what color your skin is. We could be purple, black, pink, polka dot, you know, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, wow, so. Yeah. I really, you know, my thinking, the way I was raised, I thought you were an older person who maybe lived on the farm, who you were outside a lot and in the sun and unprotected. That's honestly how I thought you got skin cancer. So I'm really glad you're here today because you're really helping bring facts to us here. We've got a caller here that has a question and wants to talk to you. Our caller's from London, England.
Yes.
Do you want to bring him on?
Absolutely. And he is a very good friend of yours, Sue. It's Jay Patel.
Hello, my friend.
Hello, Sue. How are you?
I'm wonderful. And you got a question for Michael?
No, I was listening to your show and the jazz music there, and I thought it was very good, and I'd also got an email from Ross today, so I was at home, so I thought I'd ring you and say hello and listen to your program.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, do you, Michael, you hear another fan loves your music.
The great thing is it's all the way over there, so.
Yeah, that's great. Now, do you know Shanana there in London, England, my friend?
No, I don't. But you know, as I said, I was going to look him up and listen to some music if he's got something on the internet.
Yeah, well, stay with us all show because we're going to be playing Michael's music throughout the whole show, and then after we get off the air, I'll give you a ring back, and then I'll send you the link for Shanana because this is an awesome band, and this man is so gifted. So thanks for calling in, my friend.
Okay, thank you.
And Jay, make sure you listen on the internet because you're going to get the full quality. Don't listen on the phone because it'll sound great on the internet.
No, that's what I'm doing. I'm tuned into on the internet and
beautiful.
Do that, yeah.
Perfect.
Thank you very much.
Good. Well, you just never know who will be calling and who will be listening to you, Michael.
I'm tickled about that. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. Well, let's go on now to the warning signs. Okay, because
sure.
This is really important, right?
Right. Absolutely. The warning signs are this: any change in size, shape, color, or surface of any mole, freckle, blemish, or birthmark. A new skin growth that maybe look different from the other growths on your skin. Maybe a new mole or skin mark that appears suddenly and continues growing more than 2 weeks. That's basically what you have to really look out for, you know, anything like that. Those are all those, you know, the typical warning signs.
Now, do they have to hurt? Or just, doesn't matter? They can just be shaped. Okay.
Some do, some don't. Some are more than likely they always, you know, turn, you know, darker shades of black or purplish or brownish colors. Basically, what I tell my students when I teach them, but this goes for everybody.
Yeah.
it's the A, B, C, D's, and, you know, E's of everything. So it's asymmetrical, you know, if it's asymmetrical line or looking your mole. B for the borders, if the borders are basically, you know, uneven. C is a real big one. C is for colors, you know, like, again, if it starts changing a darker shade to, you know, black or purplish. D, diameter, you know, if it's a quarter of an inch or more, like a pencil eraser. And E, you know, also we'll throw that in there too for elevation, you know, if it's raised off of the skin. So those are all the warning signs that you have to be aware of.
Wow, very good information. Folks, I want to share with you that if you are listening to this show and you might have missed some of the facts or some of the details that Michael's sharing, you can go to skincheck.org for a lot of information. But also, after the show is over, the show does get archived on transformationtalkradio.com. Any questions that you have that we don't address today, please don't hesitate to email us at getinspiredradio@gmail.com. And I will certainly, I promise, I will send your questions, your comments, forward them on to Michael, because we really want to help you today to get informed so you don't have the same thing happen to you that happened to a very dear soul, Amanda Brown. What I want to do, let's play another one of your songs. And then when we come back, let's talk about the risk factors for melanoma. Nona, shall we? Michael?
Absolutely.
Okay, Christopher, what are you playing now? Do you know?
Well, I love the title to this one. This one's called Getting Barreled. So
okay.
Let's get all barreled up with Getting Barreled on Transformation Talk Radio. Here we go.
Inspired Radio, and you were just listening to the song Getting Barreled. Is that right, Michael? Did I say that right?
Yeah, that sure is. It's my rendition that I wanted to do. Growing up in Newport Beach, California area, you know, I went out to the beach all the time. You know, we go surfing or whatnot, that was my rendition of like a Dick Dale kind of a situation. That's what I was thinking of. And
wow, well, that's awesome. Christopher, is this man amazing and talented or what, eh?
Yeah, I was thinking of the Ventures, actually. I was thinking of like the Ventures with some of the instrumental surfing music that they've done back in the 60s. It was very reminiscent of that, I thought.
Yeah, well, yeah, it kind of took me back to when I went on a cruise last year, and my friend listening will know exactly what I'm talking about when I had a tube ride against a boat without a spotter on the Caribbean cruise. But that's another story, folks, if you can go back to November to hear about that. let's, Michael, talk about the risk factors for melanoma now, shall we?
Absolutely. The risk factors for melanoma, it's... use of, and this is a big one, use of tanning beds.
Okay.
any blistering sunburns under the age of 20. If you have been sunburned at least two times, blistering kind of sunburn in your lifetime, your chances of getting melanoma have just doubled.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Having 50 or more, normal moles, and any irregular shaped or large moles. Red or blonde hair, green or blue eyes, light complexion, personal or family history of any skin cancer. Those are all basically all of the risk factors that are out there. But the biggest one right now is for because the young girls, they always want to go out and look good for their boyfriends and this and that, and those tanning beds are just terrible. You're getting 10 to 13 times greater UV intensity than the sun itself.
Wow. And I want to make a comment here to everyone listening. I was a teenager once, years ago, and I thought having a tan just made you look awesome. And I did tons of sun tanning beds, I'm going to admit it. And you know what, folks? When you read Michael's book, it's called Finding Ned. That's N-E-D. No evidence of disease. All the details of how to purchase it are on my blog right now at AskSueLondon.com. You read that book and you will never, ever, ever suntan again and never go in a tanning bed. It's such an incredible wake-up call, and life is worth so much more than the way you look. And it's not from the outside you look, but it's from the inside, folks. So I just had to share that and make sure you get the book. And after you're hearing all of this, what Michael's sharing today, please don't think twice. And like Michael's saying, melanoma can really hit any age, right, Mike?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, it starts at about, they can hit anyone starting at about age 12. The U.S. incidence is 50% higher than HIV/AIDS.
Wow.
Among 25 to 29-year-olds, it's the most prevalent cancer and the leading cancer killer of women from 30 to 35.
Wow. And would you say because they like to suntan? Would you say, is that the reason, or do they have a reason?
A lot of that reason is because of suntan. A lot of it is just being out in the sun. And what I really urge a lot of these girls too is when they're out tanning and what's happening is this: your skin, your cells of your skin are actually spewing out a dye, like a brownish dye. That's what a tan is, and it's all it is. It's basically screaming out, saying, you're frying me. I'm going to try and spew this dye out to try and protect myself.
Okay.
And, even though they get that golden looking tan and they look fabulous, and all that stuff, there's better ways to do that. All these celebrities, these stars, these actresses that are unbelievably looking, they never tanned like this. They understood that spray tan or lotion tanning is the way to go, and they've come so far in that aspect with this. But they realize that they want to be, by the time they're 30 or 35, they want to look fabulous still. They don't want to look like a knapsack, and that's, your skin is your only skin. It's all you got.
Yeah, well, I have a surprise for you, Michael.
Sure.
I have got a friend of yours by the name of Bob McClay, who has just sent in a message, and he would like to wants me to let you know he's listening, and he wants to call in. So, Bob, you can call us, and that number to talk to Mike right now is 1-800-930-2819. Again, it's 1-800-930-2819. So, Michael, Bob is listening. And Mike and Bob, please do call in, and we'll bring you on, and you can talk to Mike. You just have so many great people around you. Got to tell you, my friend, you are surrounded. you're just such a kind soul, and we're giving facts here today about melanoma, but I just got to make sure that you all know that When you read the book, you will really understand how this man is such a special gift. When I was reading the book, Michael, you were sharing about Amanda's journey with melanoma. And folks, it's horrific. It's absolutely horrific. And it is such an incredible, courageous journey that this girl went on. But I also have to give credit, Michael, to you, because you were such a huge part of her lasting the length of time she did. And, you know, you're so supportive. You know, I can't say that enough. Support is so important. And some of the things that, you know, I read in the book, what you did might seem like something small to you, but I can tell you firsthand from me having disease, support is the biggest thing that gets you through everything. Now, it was tough on you, yes?
Yeah, it's hard to, you know, to think back and, you know, when I think back on those times, You're so right about the support. I remember a few times sitting with Amanda in the while she was getting her infusions, you know, for her Taxol or whichever radiation she was taking at the time, her chemo, and I was with her, but I saw other ladies sitting around, and I realized that there's nobody with them. And I did spark up a few conversations with a few of them, and they, you know, let me know that they were married.
Yeah.
Or a few of them said that, yeah, I do have a boyfriend. And then immediately in my mind, I thought, where are they? And
yeah.
Their position, their spot is to be right next to you, sitting like I am with my wife. I mean, mm-hmm. And you know, when people tell me that, oh, you know, even Amanda, you know, I gotta say, she mentioned to me one time, you know, I remember that, you know, thank you for being there for me. And I just looked at her and I remember saying, mm-hmm. Well, what do you mean? It was like a weird question. It's like you're half of me. How can I not?
Yeah. Well, I can tell you, you know, from my experience with having disease, the husband that I was married to at the time chose the route of getting a girlfriend and walking out. So not every man is like you. Not every spouse is like you. And that's why I have to say to you so many times over and over that you are such a special man, and there is no surprise to me that, you know, God or, you know, whatever your beliefs are, that you were chosen to help this incredible lady through this journey, and you do still continue to help. So I thank you for that, my friend. You're very special. So folks, do support a loved one that's going through your challenges. Now, before we talk more about support, I guess we have a caller. Do we, Christopher?
That's right. We have Bob McClay from New Jersey on the line.
Hi, Bob. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. You like to talk to Michael?
Well, I just wanted to make a few comments in regards to the topic of conversation and Michael as a person, mm-hmm. if I can.
Yes, please do.
All right, I'm 53 years old. I've been a pretty avid, hardcore surfer my whole life. And it's now that I'm at the age I'm at, and all my friends that have been traveling surfers in Central America, South America, et cetera, we're dealing a lot more with, I see a lot of my friends going through operations and having, you know, struggling with melanoma. So obviously it's something that everybody should listen to. Coming from the surfing world, everybody likes to look good. And unfortunately, if you spend so much time in the water, even using good sunblock products, you're certainly going to get tan. That's just the risk you take. But at the same time, he urges all young people to really take some prevention measures, and I think that everybody should listen. The real story here, and the reason I'm calling you, is I met Michael Brown some time ago. I'm a realtor in Brigantine and a surfer, and I rented him an apartment. He works with my son, and I got to know his story through, obviously, my oldest son and his relationship, because they work together, and Michael coming and trying to start a new life on the East Coast, being in Atlantic City in the casino industry where he performs. The real story is his commitment to his wife, and that's just about as far, you know, that's about as far as it goes. Plato said, be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a hard battle. This guy is the quintessential person of the year to stand by somebody with such a debilitating sickness at all costs and through hardcore sickness, and to stand by and get the story out. And it's an incredible commitment story, and I'm really glad that you're able to speak with him and bring this story to surface.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for saying that, Bob, because as I was reading his book, and I've had many conversations with Michael myself, and I just feel that as well. Michael, this is like your night, my friend. You are just such a gift. And, you know, here we're all hearing it from your friends. Do you want to share something, or have we got you totally choked up now at this point?
I'm very humbled and so grateful that I do have individuals that do see what's happening and have been there for me, like Bob McClay has been. And you know, he's a wonderful guy, and I do appreciate all of his help. And you know, and that's what it's about. It's about meeting people, talking about what you know, and trying to help them in whatever that might be. And mm-hmm. What I know is I know about melanoma now. I know about skin cancer. I got to be honest with you, Sue. I wish I never did, because I'd be here with my wife. But there's a reason, and the reason is that she had to go to heaven because, and not just one or two people, even though that's beautiful. I need hundreds of thousands of people to be saved by her journey. And just really curb this melanoma, because it's so, you know, preventable. It really is.
It is. And you know, with your knowledge, Bob, thanks for being with us and sharing your story. And I know you have been a great friend to Michael, too. Thank you for joining us and sharing that. And you know, if you're listening and you can help Michael get the story out, folks, connect with me, and I can forward on to Michael, because this is a very, very important message with an incredible book that I could not put down. And I bawled my eyes out, like I told you, Michael, with my dog licking my legs to get me through the end of it. It was that powerful. So,
hey, listen, thank you all for having me. On a closing note, I think that he lives in a really unique surfing community. Brigantine is a one-way-off, one-way-on island. It's a really little beautiful spot in the world. But other than that, the whole coastal region is full of people that are sunbathing. And I think that, you know, sticking to like a being around here and getting the word out too, if I could help, especially if we could organize something, or if there's a big get together, whether it was a surf contest or he can speak, I think that'll be beneficial, because if one person out of 100, so to speak, like you talk about, can prevent it, it's going to certainly help them and certainly help the people that love them.
Oh, that's great, Bob. Now, Michael, do you have Bob's contact information, or do you need Christopher to get that?
I do, and thanks again so much, Bob. You're a wonderful guy. Thank you so much. I look forward to talking to you more about doing that. That sounds great.
Great. Well, thanks
all
for
right,
joining
guys.
Us.
All right, guys. Well, listen, thank you very much, and all the best to everyone. Good luck and great radio show.
Thanks, Bob. You know, Michael, I'm so glad that Bob called in, because we're talking about a person who has the disease, and we've been talking about how to support them. But it's very important for people to know that the loved one at the side supporting their family member with the type of cancer, whatever it is, it's important for you to be there for them. Now, you had a phone call from Josh Groban. Oh, I knew I was going to say his name wrong. That was pretty powerful. Tell everybody about that. And by the way, we have 2 minutes left of the show. No pressure.
How I met him was other than Sean Anand, I was also the sax player for Ivan Kane's, at the time, 40 Deuce Club, which was inside the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. And Josh Groban happened to come in and see the show, and I wandered up there just to say hello, and he shook my hand, and we sparked up a conversation. He ended up buying me a drink, and then we talked about Amanda a little bit, and they asked for her number, and I was like, oh, wow. And a couple days later, he called me on the cell phone. I couldn't believe it. He asked for my home number. I gave it to him, And then I called Amanda real quick to say, you know, hang up whoever you're on the phone with because Josh Groban's going to call. And she said, it's him on the other line.
And, you know, I'm so glad when I read that because, you know, everyone listening, you're learning facts about this deadly disease. You're learning about a powerful love story. You're learning about a book that I am so sure will be become a movie sooner than we all know. Finding Ned N-E-D, No Evidence of Disease. And there's just a story about how Josh just picked up the phone and called somebody. And it had such a positive effect on Michael and on Amanda. Ask yourself, folks, what is it that you can do to help somebody you know that's struggling? There's so many different things you can do. Just sharing a hug, picking up the phone, making a meal for them, driving them. What are some other things that were hard, Michael, that you would suggest that others that are fortunate can help? What kind of things could they do?
Well, as far as helping with, you know, going through melanoma, you mean?
If you know somebody who is struggling with melanoma or a form of cancer, somebody who's healthy, what can they do to help?
What they need to do is, first off, Amanda, and this was really big for Amanda, she had so much empathy. And you have to have empathy. Empathy is so important to the struggling, the people that are afflicted with this cancer, this deadly disease. Well, with any disease, with that, you know, being said. But empathy, love, show compassion. That is the most important thing you can start off with right away.
Okay.
Let that person know that they are at least cared for and that their best interests are in the hearts of others. And that is really important for their psyche as well. You're not going to do very well if you don't have anybody with you. Let me put it this way. You're always going to have someone there with you, and that's, you know, Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm a firm believer of that. And when, you know, hopefully when you all read the book out there, you'll know what happened at the end, and which in my mind was an amazing story, but I won't give that away. So,
okay, well, what I want to do now, Michael, thank you for sharing that. I want us to play a very special song now, and then we're going to come back and say goodbye. Folks, amandasmessage.com, check it out, and here is a very special song from Michael Brown.
I saw you at the door. 2 weeks the plan to hold your hand, but I wanted something more to share my life. Please be my wife, Amanda.
As we started down this road. I was falling to my knees.
it by. She said she loved me twice in a blink of an eye.
Folks, that was from Michael Brown, With All My Heart. Michael, I love you, my friend. You are such a special man. And yes, you've got the tears flowing in me again, I'm sure, as we do with Christopher. Folks, go to amandasmessage.com, learn all about their story. And more importantly, go to AskSueLondon.com, go to the blog and purchase your copy of the book. And if you can help Michael in any way to get this message out, please email us and we will forward that on to Michael. On behalf of Christopher, our special guest, Michael, and myself, Sue London, we want to wish you much love and many blessings. And please remember what we said. All the best. Have a great week, folks.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.